As for how to keep hot girls part two, we've discussed how to get them, we've discussed how to put your harem together. All of this is based on being the fucking man. You gotta get like to a G level. No woman's gonna share you if you're a little pussy. Why would she share a little pussy? Because she can go get another little pussy. But if you're something she can't get anything else of, she'd rather have half of the man than 100% of not the man. Like I said, with the pushbike and the Ferrari. If Ferraris were everywhere, she wouldn't share her Ferrari. But if there's only one in town, she has to share it. And she knows. So now we're gonna go on to like, a lot of people ask me, what do you do when your girl does this? What do you do when your girl does this? Like, almost like, how do you discipline your female? I'll tell you how. Women only give a shit about one thing. Attention. Females exist for attention. They start arguments for attention. They talk shit to you for attention. Everything they do is to get your attention. It's always their own attention. So what do you do? How do you keep hot women? Well, like I said earlier about getting hot women, you can never sacrifice your honor. You can't be running around beating girls up and that dumb shit. That's not cool. You can't do that on any level. What you can do is be ready to cut a hoe off ruthlessly. That's gotta be your trump card at all times. I don't give a fuck if you're a 10 and you cook me breakfast every day. We've been together for 5 years and we're madly in love. Fuck with me too tough. It's done. Now, I'm not gonna insult you. This is what men do. Men try and insult the girl or get back at her or tell her friends things or show naked pictures of her. All that's attention. That's all she wants. No. What you have to do is just say, okay, bye, bye. Don't block her, because if you block her, you have to leave her unblocked. Leave her unblocked so she feels like you couldn't message her any time, but you just don't. She doesn't understand. She's sitting there with her pretty ass going, I've never been with a man who just doesn't give a fuck. He just told me to leave, and I've actually left, and he doesn't message me, and he totally ignores me. He totally ignores me like I don't exist. He saw me in the club, and I was dancing on some other guy, and I was drinking, and I was trying to make him jealous, and he totally ignored me. Like I wasn't there. He didn't want to fight the guy, nothing. He just ignored me like I didn't exist. That's how you drive a bitch crazy. That is the number one thing a woman who's in love with you can't stand, the idea of being absolutely ignored. Because if she knows you inside out, like all the girls I've had to pull this on, the greatest thing about it is they know I'm not lonely. They know I'm not sitting at home alone. They know I'm fucking someone else. So then it's not about me, and then it's about them losing to other women. Then they're like, fuck, he's fucking all these other girls. He's having fun with those other girls. He's taking those other girls to places he used to take me. And he doesn't care about me anymore. And he's not messaging me. And I tried to make him jealous. I put my Insta story with some guy. He doesn't even care. He doesn't even look at it. And like literally, I've had girls say to me, we split up and you didn't even check my Insta story once. Like, why the fuck am I checking your Insta story? I don't give a fuck about you. I'm gonna check your Insta story. What the fuck? You're putting things on there to try and make me jealous. What am I gonna look at that for? You don't get zero attention from me. My attention is my only weapon as a man. Because that's all we have. We give women attention, so they give us sex. So if the sex has to end for any reason, you don't need my attention anymore. That's my currency. I'm gonna give it to someone who sucks dick. And you're not allowed to suck my dick, so bye. That's how it has to be. So how to get hot women, because there's gonna be times when you and your girl argue, that's fine. You gotta make your point, make it quick, make it blunt. If she gets too fresh, just ignore her. This is how it's gotta be, because when a girl wants an argument, the reason they're so hard to reason with is because women have no shame. If they want an argument, it doesn't matter how logical you are, they just want the argument, they don't want a solution. So they're just gonna keep arguing for the sake of it. It doesn't matter how correct you are. They want the argument. So you can't win. So why are you giving her, because the argument is attention. It's basically like her coming to your attention wallet, your currency, and just taking it out. Fuck you, I'm not playing that. Cook me dinner. I don't wanna cook you dinner, no. Cook me dinner. I don't wanna find someone else while I'm out. What, you're going where? No, you're not leaving. Well, I need to eat, bitch. You cooking or I'm leaving? Let her choose. I'm telling you, you gotta stick to your fucking guns. Attention is your number one weapon. So in this part two that people go, well, you have a harem of girls, you got all these girls, what do you do when your girl gets fresh to you? But to be honest with you, my girls don't get fresh too much, because it's almost like the carrot and stick. But the stick has to be somewhere, they gotta know it's there, but you don't have to pull it out that often. Like my dad was strict, and people think the idea of a strict dad is he kicks your ass all the time. No, the idea of a strict dad is he kicks your ass so badly once, he never has to kick your ass again. Like they know, I knew, do not fuck with him. Because I know the end result. And my girls know. They've tried it once. All of them have. And now they sit there and go, I can't push too much. Because he'll get the stick off the wall. You've only got to do it one or two times. And then your threat means something. Because remember, one of the rules in episode one. You mean everything you fucking say. So if you tell her, get the fuck out. She's going to start crying and panicking. I've got nowhere to go. As soon as you said it. Because she's going to go, shit, I ain't got nowhere to go. Maybe she has somewhere to go, but she doesn't want to go there. Who gives a shit? Point is this, you gotta mean what you say. So you haven't gotta be constantly disciplining them if you discipline them properly in the first time. And the only way you discipline a woman is to ignore her. I've had girlfriends I've ignored. I had a girl, I'll tell you a story, whatever. I had some girl, and I was fucking her, I was 3 months, whatever. She was madly in love with me, obviously. She got my name tattooed. She had King Tate tattooed here. Dark-haired bitch. I fucked her with my blonde girl. Fucked her all over the place. Jizzed all over her. And then she wanted to go to the seaside here in Romania. She wanted to go to the seaside beach resort with her friends. She's like, please come, please come. I said, I'm busy. I ain't got time for that shit. She goes, oh, can I go? I said, to be honest with you, I don't really want you to go because I don't like you out partying without me. You shouldn't be doing that shit. She's like, please, 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 because you're going to go away soon with Vivian. So she knew. She's like, look, you're going to go away on holiday with your other girlfriend. Can I go away for 3 days with my friends? So I kind of reluctantly, that's the level. My girls literally bargain. They're like, look, I know you're going to go fuck her. So please, can I just go with my friends here? I was like, fine, whatever. So I let her go. Day one, she's messaging me, madly in love with me. I ignored her just as a little punishment, a little bit for going still. Ignored her. Anyway, day two, I'm in the club with T. These bitches walk in. Me and T start macking on these hoes, these Moldovan girls, blah, 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 blah. This girl does an Instagram story and tags me in the Instagram story, me and her kissing in the club. The girl at the seaside fucking sees that, messages me, what the fuck, da-da-da, starts going mad about this new bitch I just found. I'm drunk, so I just like read and ignored. I don't give a shit. And then she, at the rest of this, I don't know, I got a message from someone else saying she was at the seaside. She was trying to like dance with some guy, maybe jealous, whatever. I didn't check her Insta story, I didn't check her Instagram, never spoke to her, whatever. I never spoke to that bitch again. I saw her in the club twice, both times in the club she tried to come up to me. And when I say ignore, I don't like push her away or something. Like I'm walking and she comes up to me and goes, Andrew, and it's not there. So I just walk straight, like no one said nothing. Like she's a ghost. And nothing drives a bitch crazy like being ignored. This pretty ass girl has never been ignored before, never. It's been about 4 months now, and 3 days ago she messaged me out of nowhere. She held on for all these months before she finally collapsed, because after she sent me those messages about me with the girl and I left it ignored, we never spoke again. We never said a word on WhatsApp, never said a word, nothing. Then she messaged me, how's Tate, smiley face. 4 months she gave in, because she's like sitting there holding out like all the bitches do, going, he's gonna message me first. I'm too busy getting my dick sucked to message you first, bitch. I don't care, because there's more of you everywhere. There's half the world are women. Even if I did miss you, which I don't, because I'm too fucking gangsta. Even if I did, I'd just find someone who looks like you. I'll close my eyes. I'll fuck a bitch who looks nothing like you with my eyes closed and pretend it's you. I don't care. I'm not going to start messaging you. Oh, you went to the seaside and you danced with a guy. I don't give a shit about those games. I ain't playing those games. You tried to make me fucking jealous like a basic asshole. You got ignored. Now you're begging for attention. She's back in London now saying, can I come for 2 days so we can talk? Bitch is about to fly international. Come here to talk. Get fucked, basically. She wants to fucking suck my dick, get fucked, and go, I love you, I made a mistake. Why? Because strength and honor. Because I stick to my fucking word. Because the only way to discipline a hoe is to ignore their existence. If she started dancing with that dude and I was like, what the fuck? What are you doing? Da-da-da. Messer, she'd be like, yeah, well, you were dancing with that girl. And it would just be some bullshit argument on WhatsApp, some bullshit talk. And even if we got back together, she wouldn't respect me the same because she knows she can annoy me by pretending to be a hoe. And like, it's just a mess. It's a mess. Why do I want to get back with a girl who knows she can bother me by acting like a hoe in a club? And then she's going to go to the club again. They're like, no, it's all a mess. She now knows the hard way. You fuck with Tate, you don't even get a message. You don't even get acknowledgement. You don't get fucking confrontation. You get nothing. Tate just disappears. You lose Big Daddy T. That's what happens when you fuck with him. So don't fuck with him, because he'll just go and he'll fuck someone else, and some other girl will be in love with his dick, and I won't get any of it, and I can't stand that shit. No one wants to miss out. FOMO, fear of missing out. You gotta be on a level of fucking pimpery where these girls know if they're not fucking with you, they're missing out. That's how you punish females.